America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to
Belief It.
Or was one.
Did we?
Did it?
Did not.
Not gonna do it on my watch.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch old witch, the wicked witch.
Which witch?
Sandwich.
Okay. Which witch is which?
The sandwich is which. $5 foot long. Let's go.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the Subway sandwiches?
Not particularly. I mean, it's fine every once in a while, but it's not like my go-to.
No, it's fine when there's literally nothing else.
Yeah, and I have a coupon.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Subway. It's fine if there's nothing else.
Right. I don't know. It's just not my favorite.
Yeah, same. You like Christmas, though? That's that thing you like?
Xmas. Yeah, I like the holiday season.
What's your favorite?
Not for the Jesus reasons, though.
What?
No.
He's
I like it
for the reason
for
gifts. The reason.
I love it for the money. Mm. I love it for the food. Mm. I love it for the
You get
candy.
Money?
Well, no.
Okay,
you lose money.
Yeah, I tend to lose money.
Spend. That's what
but
it's all
it takes
about.
Money to make money.
Listen. I love an excuse to spend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Certified shopaholic. Mm-hmm.
Do you buy gifts for your entire family?
Yeah, mostly.
Okay.
This year, tried to get a push for a Secret Santa thing, but then half my family didn't want to do it, and then the other half didn't do anything, so it's just normal.
Oh, okay. I was going to buy gifts for everybody, and mm-hmm. then somebody suggested Secret Santa, because it's been years since I've mm-hmm. really been home for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I got it. I should probably just do it. So I was going to buy everybody a gift, and then, yeah, we're doing the Secret Santa, but I had already bought one gift.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, well, I'll just give it to him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got his name.
Perfect!
So,
wow. Christmas you know what they
done.
Say? The Lord works in mysterious
he
ways,
really,
and he came
really
through.
Does. Yeah.
The universe provides, and by the universe, I mean the Lord.
Yeah. Lord Jesus Christ.
Because he is the universe.
Yeah.
Last Amen. I checked.
Last I checked.
Don't quote me on that.
But, you know, there's some things about Christmas that people mm-hmm. people don't know.
Oh, Red Cup Day.
Granted. Oh.
That's Christmas.
That's Christmas. Is that Starbucks?
Yeah.
I'm boycotting Starbucks.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been in a while. Former employee, thank you
yeah,
very much.
Same.
But we won't talk about that.
You know, they lost $12 billion because of the boycott.
Really?
Yeah, so
Whoa.
It's working.
Wow.
Boycotts work, people, and people are boycotting Puma, and it caused them to pull out of their sponsorship of the Israeli football team.
Mm.
So boycotts work.
Okay, speaking of the whole situation going on in the Middle East, did
yeah.
you see about the protests in Toronto and that police officer
no.
putting his knee on the back of the guy's neck and head?
Yeah.
And then there's multiple angles and footage of it, like the guy like basically bouncing on the back of the guy's head, like kneeing him in the back of the head and holding it down. The TPS, I guess, reviewed the footage and said, upon our review, that didn't happen. So they're trying to gaslight everyone into thinking that this thing that was recorded multiple times didn't happen to this guy. Not only that, too, you can see like the guy kneeing on him and then constantly like stomping on the guy's glasses, too. Intentional or not, I don't know the glasses part, but it's still a fucking ridiculous. And then you have yeah. like eight cops there for this one guy from a peaceful protest outside of the U.S. Embassy. It's
yeah.
so stupid.
And a lot of times they'll say stuff like it was like you never know in the heat of the situation how you're going to react. And
sure.
But the thing is, that's why they need more training.
Well, I mean,
and
yeah.
they need to hire people who don't flip out and knee people.
Maybe you just don't need a bunch of cops to attack peaceful protesters
yeah, exactly.
to begin with,
yeah.
and then you wouldn't have these issues.
Yeah. When they say too, like, whenever there's a protest and there's two sides, whoever mm-hmm. the cops are facing are usually the people who are in the right.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Like, I heard what was it? I think it was Theo Vaughn, and he was saying, like, if there's ever like a community that says free them, they're usually the ones who need the help.
Yeah.
You know, It was like a free Palestine, like free Tibet, you know, things like that. Same kind of idea, right? Yeah. The cops are on your side, then you maybe need to think about it. It's like, are we the baddies?
Yeah. Because when I went to, there was that protest in the fall of the, like, the people wanting them to not teach anything LGBTQ in schools.
Right.
So I was, like, at the counter protest for that. And it was, like, all the anti-gay people, all the anti-trans people in the middle. Mm-hmm. And then the cops are protecting them and standing against us. And it's like, why are you assuming that we're going to be the problem?
My thing that I find really funny about that, too, it's like this assumption that, you're going to be violent as well. Where it's more than likely that the right-wing conservative Christian group are going to be the violent ones.
Yeah.
Especially in the States, too, where most of those ones are armed.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So here we are.
But speaking of Christmas, do you know that Jesus wasn't born on December 25th, probably?
Shut your fucking mouth right now. Yeah. Is that true?
That's probably true.
When's his real birthday?
Well,
is it March 34th?
Here's the thing. Well, that's closer to when they... okay, so March 25th is one of the reasons given for why it's celebrated on December 25th, because some saint back in the day, back in the 3rd century...
Was it Saint Anger? The one that Metallica wrote
about? Yeah, it was Saint Anger. But he hypothesized that Jesus would have been conceived on March 25th during the spring equinox... which would make him
wait, how did he determine this? Just by guessing?
By guessing and by like the story.
Or was it kind of like let me see, well, Mary's birthday was in like early summer, so that would put Jesus's birthday in March, because that's when God would have banged her on her birthday, probably,
Mary,
right?
Mary would have been ovulating on the...
is that what it was?
Basically. I think it was to make December 25th work.
Okay.
Because December 25th was the last night of Saturnalia, a lot of other pagan traditions, things like that. So they wanted to make that Christian and less not Christian.
Yeah. They wanted to steal the pagan stuff and make it Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is like what the Roman Empire did a lot of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In the Bible, there are shepherds grazing at night or watching the sheep.
The
at
shepherds
night.
Were grazing?
The shepherds were grazing while their sheep were just sitting around having
playing
sandwiches.
Strip poker.
Yeah. But that wouldn't have happened in December. So they wouldn't have been out on the fields in December. They would have been hunkered down. So
in their bunker defending themselves from the police.
There's also no reason to believe that anything in the Christmas story in the Bible is accurate.
So no Santa Claus, no Rudolph, no reindeer.
All no those North Bible Pole. Stories probably not.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
I know.
Which book in the Bible was all the Santa Claus mythos in?
That was in John.
Mm.
Yeah, third. John the third.
Right.
Yeah. Right, there is a third John.
I thought it would have been like, because it was St. Nicholas, right? Mm. Jolly old St. Nicholas.
It was in Revelations.
Oh, it was in Revelations.
Santa Claus came down on a dragon.
Makes sense to me.
In the Bible, it never says there's three kings. That's another misconception about Christmas.
Okay. But then how would they carry three different things if there wasn't three of them, right?
And that's why people came up with the three wise men thing. I mean, they weren't kings at all. They were magi.
So they were wizards.
They were wizards. They're magic men from the East.
Were they magic men?
Yeah, they were.
So
they
then why are the Christians afraid of magic then?
I know. They would have been astrologers from another religion, but they count.
Okay, so modern day Christians hate magic, hate other religions. But back in the day, the magic people from other religions were there to bless the little baby Jesus.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Makes you think.
Really makes you think.
Isn't Maggie the that seasoning sauce that you...
Yeah. That's so good. Were you there when I was talking about that stuff?
No, but but I was online when you talked about breaking another bottle of soy sauce.
Yeah. I have dropped 3 full bottles of soy sauce. 2 of them smashed. Oh, no, one of them smashed. One of them, and 2 of them spilled on, like, went on their side and spilled out.
Yeah.
Overnight.
Oh, my God. Overnight?
Overnight. So I got up in the morning,
How did you not notice?
Because I got up in the morning and there was soy sauce all over the ground, all over the floor.
Was it just like on the counter? Open?
Yeah, it was on the counter. So open? I'm a slob. Yeah, okay, it was on the counter open. The one time it was in the fridge and it like fell off the shelf.
Yeah.
And smashed.
Yeah. Okay.
Where the fridge, where it's supposed to be. Oh, no, one of the times it was in the fridge and it fell over and then it spilled out kind of.
Oh, it leaked out the door?
Leaked out the door, yeah. And then the other time I left it on the counter and it spilled overnight.
Wow.
Yeah. But Maggie's really good in soup.
It's an all-purpose seasoning.
Yeah. Yeah, people say three because it was the three gifts. They also didn't show up when Jesus was a baby. They saw the star when he was a baby.
And then it took them a while to get there. Yeah, because in the story, it makes it seem like they're like, hey, there's a star. And then 15 minutes later, they're there.
Yeah. Another problem with the star, though, is that, I mean...
Star of wonders.
Star of things. They wouldn't have... How does a star point at a house?
Oh.
If you think about it. That doesn't make any sense.
It wasn't like a big arrow saying, like, yeah, this way that a baby stars, Jesus... Like... like a big neon sign.
Yeah,
that's how I pictured it.
That's probably how it is too. But the thing is, like, they haven't been able to find any evidence of that kind of event happening.
But also, you're saying, how does a star do this? If anyone's going to be able to do it, it's the magic astrologers.
That's true. Yep, you're right.
So
yeah, another misconception is that Jesus was born in a stable.
A stable relationship. Not because his mom and dad probably fought because he's like, I ain't having a baby.
Yeah.
I thought you were a virgin. We haven't consummated this marriage yet.
But that's actually because of a poor translation.
The stable?
The stable, yeah. Because it wasn't that there was no room in the inn. It was that there was no room in, like, the house, in the family home. So they had to, like, in the main family home, so they had to put him in, like, the private
lodging. Oh, like in the garage.
Yeah.
Oh.
In the lower level of the house, which is where the animals would go sometimes in the winter. So they would have a manger in there, but not necessarily at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. So he was born probably like in the lower level of a house.
In the living room where you keep the animals.
Yeah, exactly.
In the winter.
Yeah. Another one is, I talked about this on my last video, but the slaughter of the innocents, where Herod was so mad that Jesus was born that he killed everybody under the age of two. There's no historical
cool
record
guy
for that happening. Oh. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think there was.
Yeah. And that's the thing too. Like, somebody commented on the video, my last video, I mentioned this and the fact that the timeline doesn't work for Quirinius. One book says he was born under Quirinius. One book says he was born under Herod the Great, but there was a decade in between when those could have happened. So it couldn't have happened at the same time. And then the other thing was that the census couldn't have happened. Or didn't happen. There's like no record of the census, and they wouldn't have done it that way. They wouldn't have had you go to your back to your hometown or whatever.
Okay.
Somebody pointed out that there was a lot of records lost in a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Which
it happened, yeah.
Yeah, which could account for the census numbers being gone, but there should have been other writings about at least that there was a census big with that many moving parts.
You think in the census too you would mention that all your babies were dead?
Yeah, but the slaughter of the innocents, Josephus, who Christians quote a lot, also hated Herod the Great and would have written about this if it had happened, and he never mentions this.
Interesting.
So another thing is the virgin birth. First of all, that's probably a mistranslation of an Old Testament prophecy where it was actually a young lady, not a virgin. And then at the time, they mistranslated it and thought it was a virgin, so they created a story around that. The other thing, too, is that only two of the Gospels have an account of the virgin birth. Nowhere else in the New Testament, or Paul at least, doesn't mention the virgin birth at all, which would his letters would have been written first, and then Mark would have been written, and it didn't have, like, the Gospel of Mark doesn't have anything about the virgin birth or the birth at all. John doesn't have anything about the virgin birth. or The Birth at All, and then yeah, two of the books do, but they're not really the same story. So it just seems like they were kind of making it fit
right
a narrative that it doesn't fit.
So is the real story that God possessed Joseph's wiener and
yeah,
God goo out of it?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what yeah happened?
Well, it would have been like,
I'm not very clear on the science of this.
There was a person, and then there was a person, and then God really liked him, so they put put his blessing upon this person, and he made him part of the Godhead. Or there was a person, and then Jesus took over. There was a lot of early theories about how possessed it worked. Him. Yeah, and then eventually it came to the virgin birth. He was always God, kind of narrative, and that Christians stuck with. But
I mean, the weird part about all of it, when you think about it in this way, is it's like, why couldn't God just make Jesus just be there?
Yeah.
Exactly. Why did he have to fuck with someone's marriage?
Yeah, and that could have been...
Or a person to begin with.
That could have been an early theory, too, about how he came about.
Right.
But then you get stories about, like in the one story in the Bible where nobody will listen to him in his hometown because they grew up with him.
Yeah.
Which I always think about when, like, my family or whatever... if somebody says something mean, it's like, Jesus wasn't accepted in his hometown.
I always just think of it when you're telling some fire fucking jokes and your family all ignores you because they're like, shut up.
Yeah.
They're like, these are good. I don't know what you're talking about. You exactly idiots can't appreciate fucking nothing. That's right.
Jesus wasn't accepted.
That's how Jesus felt.
Yeah. Some more modern misconceptions about Christmas. The X isn't sacrilegious in Xmas.
I never thought it was.
Yeah.
I thought it was what had something to do with, I don't know, actually.
Yeah, it was just a, the Greek, the first letter of Christ in Greek is similar to an X.
Is that what it was?
X became the symbol of Christ.
I thought it had something to do with, like, the crosses, like the X, like, crucifixes.
Oh, no.
Them as well.
That could
do,
be part
do,
of
do
it.
Do you know what I'm talking
yeah
about?
Yeah, yeah. Because
I remember something like that representing Christ, and then it was just a short form of that as well.
Yeah. That could be part of it, too. But, yeah, a lot of it is because, like, you even see, like, Xtians instead of Christians sometimes for short. And it's just... but when I was a kid, it was, like, X is the unknown.
The unknown. Well, yeah. Is that why Elon Musk loves it?
Yeah, probably.
Wow. Do you think Xmas now means Twittermas?
Twittermas, yeah.
I'm surprised Elon Musk hasn't tried copywriting that yet.
Have you ever seen the movie?
Oh, fuck. If he's listening, he might.
The Fast and the Furious movie, the newest one?
No.
Fast Twitter?
No, I haven't yet. They just tweet family for 2.5 hours?
Or maybe it is Fast Christ.
Fast Christ. Yeah. You had a fast Christ.
You count on Safeway for groceries, so why not count on them for your wellness too? The Safeway Pharmacy offers a full range of services to help protect your well-being, like walk-in vaccinations, prescription delivery, free immunization screenings, and more. And right now, get $25 off your next grocery purchase when you fill a new or transferred prescription at the pharmacy. Plus, get $50 off your next grocery purchase when you fill 5 more. See the pharmacy or the pharmacy page on Safeway.com for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's a cover I want to hear.
Yeah. Another myth is that a lot of people say that the reason Santa Claus wears red is because of Coca-Cola, but that's a myth. Yeah.
So he doesn't drink Coca-Cola.
No, he does drink Coca-Cola, obviously.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. But there was a lot of...
I thought he was a Royal Crown guy.
Yeah. But I think there were a lot of like different types of Santa Clauses throughout the years.
Yeah.
There was like the tall, pointy hat, more Nicholas
more
guy.
Like white clothes and then Sinterklaas.
Yeah. I saw a picture from the 1850s. I'll put it on the screen for the YouTube version, but it was like...
I've seen him in blue.
Yeah, Santa Claus was like, he had no beard. Mm-hmm. He was on a sleigh. I think he was pulled by turkeys.
Okay.
In this version. And there was like a little fairy that was like with the whip or whatever, or like the reins.
Yeah.
Guiding the turkeys.
That's pretty funny.
So there's been some changes, but I think Coca-Cola did help like solidify this version of Santa Claus.
That makes
but
sense.
He did exist before
right.
Coca-Cola
took Did it. You watch the movie Klaus?
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, I like that movie. Yeah. It was I like the Christmas Chronicles. That's becoming a Christmas tradition.
Which one's that one?
It's one with Kurt Russell.
Santa oh, Claus. Right. Yeah. They made two of them. They filmed that in Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we know some people who are in it.
Probably. Yeah. I remember when they were filming that. I think I passed by a few of the places they were filming.
Yeah.
I never saw it.
Yeah. I think a lot of the, one of the big chase scenes is like that Bay and Blore area.
Yeah. Well, they filmed a lot of it down on like Lakeshore there too and everything.
Yeah.
Kind of South Leslieville area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What other? There was another TV show. Oh, there's a lot of TV shows filmed here, but oh yeah, The Boys. I've known a few people in The Boys.
Yep.
And Verse. Gen V.
What was the one? Shazam. I remember, you know, the carnival scene at the end of that movie?
Yeah.
They filmed that down by like Cherry Beach. And I remember because I went to Cherry Street Barbecue and there was like a carnival set up there in the wintertime. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I think it was for Shazam.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was for because it was around the same time.
Yeah. I think it was a winter carnival in the movie too. So.
Yeah.
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 Another sad myth that isn't true.
Mm.
Is that Christmas is a peak time for suicides.
Mm.
Not true.
It's actually Boxing Day.
Yeah, exactly.
So people get that wrong all the time.
Yeah. But people are less likely, actually, because for some people, it's you do have that more feeling of belonging around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And for other people, you just happen to be around people. And
it feels like harder. It feels like a season of extremes.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is that if you are depressed... you're less likely to go through with it on Christmas Day because you don't want your family members to have that memory
right
on associated with that day.
Oh, I don't care about that. I just don't want to be haunted by three ghosts.
That's true.
You know
That's
what I mean?
True. On that note, I know in Canada they just added 988. And I think that exists in the States too.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of 911, it's the suicide hotline. So if anybody is struggling. Okay. Please call that number.
Well, it's nice they're doing some services like that while gutting all the other ones.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe we should throw another billion to the police first and then we wouldn't know.
Well, I think a lot of the mental health stuff is being cut at the provincial level, and this was a federal one? A federal one, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's just another reason to hate Trudeau, I guess.
Yeah. Boxing Day. We celebrate Boxing Day here. It's not as big in America.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's not.
A lot of people think it's when you box up your extra gifts and give them to the poor, but that's not where the name comes from.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. What it's they would
I've never heard
they
this.
Would do special alms for like boxes where they would have boxes for the poor where you put your money in at the Christmas Mass.
Mm.
At the Christmas church services.
See, I never went to a Christmas Mass, so never.
Missing
heard about them, heard about Midnight Mass, never been.
Yeah, we always did the Christmas Eve service.
Sounds exhausting.
Yeah, the church my family grew up in that I went to until I was 6 or 7, they always did a Christmas morning service. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we'd go to that one even after we stopped going to that church.
Yeah.
Not that very often, but we'd always go to the Christmas Eve service.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go to the Christmas Eve service, and then we would open presents when we got home from it.
Oh.
So we'd open presents the night before Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Christmas was not about presents. It was about Jesus Christ. So on the day, you wouldn't open presents.
Yeah, I just remember Christmas Eve is usually... my parents would try and get us to go to bed so they could wrap all the presents because they didn't do that yet.
Oh, really?
So they would do it Christmas Eve most time. Yeah. And then once we got older, there was a few years where my mom just had everything in the kitchen, and then we would wrap each other's presents.
Oh, really?
She's like, don't look. Here you go. Wrap this one. And then we'd open it all on Christmas because Christmas for us wasn't about Jesus. It was about the presents.
Yeah.
It was all about commercialism. You got to love it. You got to love the presents. You got to love the gifts.
Yeah.
You got to get the cookies. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I had a candy cane yesterday.
Oh.
A J-stick. Right?
Yeah.
That's what they stand for.
They stand for Jesus.
Upside down Jesus.
The red stands for his sacrifice.
Is that what that is?
Well, that's what, like...
I thought it was for peppermint.
I think it was just... I think it's just a peppermint cane. Mm.
Well, I had a raspberry one, so is that sacrilegious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you're going to hell.
Can't wait.
Straight to hell.
Can't wait.
Do not pass go.
Yeah, well, I mean, wasn't gonna. But wait, if I don't pass go, then I can't go to hell.
Right. Oh, you're set.
I'm saved.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's a Christmas miracle. Let's put that up there. Christmas miracle. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. I thought I had more misconceptions about Christmas, but I don't.
Oh, that...
that's a short episode.
Everything else you thought about Christmas, true.
False. Oh, yeah. Another thing. False. Yeah, the Christmas is a Christian holiday was the first one that I skipped over. Most Christmas traditions
pagan
are pagan or taken from other religions.
Yeah.
Or
Yule log.
Yeah.
Holiday ham.
Holiday ham. That's taken from the Looney Tunes special.
Was it?
Yeah.
Interesting. Hmm. Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. What about kissing under the mistletoe? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, that was kissing under the mistletoe. That was a Yuletide. I think Yuletide. Oh,
okay.
Or
Yuletide.
Saturnalia thing. Mm. It was like because of the berries, it was associated with like good spirits or something like that.
But isn't mistletoe poisonous?
Yep.
And then holly, too, I think, is also. And poinsettias are bad for cats.
Can I do a quick PSA?
Yeah.
Okay, folks, if you're a filmmaker, if anybody in the audience is a filmmaker or a screenwriter, and you're writing a movie that takes place at Christmas time, I will find you if you name your character Holly or Carol. No more!
It's pretty good.
Done.
It's pretty
Can't do
good.
It.
I like it.
I will. If I am watching a Christmas movie and there is a character named
Carol, what about Mary?
Boom. I don't like it.
You don't like it.
Okay. It doesn't make me as angry as Carol or Holly, but it's going to make me angry.
I might want to write this movie now.
Yeah. Although they probably did it in Clusterfunk Christmas, which is a great movie, but that's more of a parody of the Hallmark movies. All right. Should we thank some patrons?
Let's thank those patrons.
Oh my God, wow, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to our Bible study.
Thank you for being here in this special time of the year, the time of giving and season's greetings.
And remember,
so if you could give us greeting cards filled with money, we would really appreciate
it. The church really needs a new roof.
And swimming pool.
And swimming pool.
And hot tub.
And hot tub.
And racquetball court.
And remember that since it is the season of giving, not
it is the season, the reason for the season.
Amen. And not the season of receiving. If you do receive something, that is a sin. And the only way to redeem that is to give it to the church.
Drop it off in the holiday drop-off box for sinful things. Because for you, it's the reason for the season. And for us, it's the reason for the sleazin'. Am I right? Hey, let's do it. Amen. You didn't hear us say that.
No. Amen.
Amen.
We didn't say that.
Amen.
Amen.
But I think on a more serious note, we do have some very special prayer requests today for our good friends that we need to raise up in this horrible season.
Hallelujah.
Horrible season.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, indeed. We saw them dropping off all kinds of naughty devices in the boxes today, and we have to raise up our friends Rachel and Christine.
Amen.
So please,
we lift them.
Lift them to the rafters.
All the way up.
To get down that dodgeball that got stuck up there.
Amen.
At the last tournament we had.
And it's like stuck in the...
It's right between.
Like
and it's been driving me nuts. So please raise them up.
And just a quick prayer request for our good friend Murray.
Murray
has been checking the list twice.
Oh.
Murray has been checking the list and making sure that all their friends are, whether they're naughty or nice, and letting them know, and which is really great, and thank you for doing that. But it's also Santa's job.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say anything, but I was going to say, not your job, Murray.
Yeah. And as we know from Revelations, when Santa would come down on his dragon, when he was born, and he would make the list, and he would check, Murray, that is not your job. Your job is simply to be nice.
Yep.
And simply to
fall in line, buy stuff, and donate to us.
Amen.
That's your job. Amen. Santa's job is to read, write, and check.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so we are all going to say together, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Habba Namar, and to all a good night.
And to all a good night. Christian rock lyric?
Yeah.
Can't you see you're not making Christianity better? You're just making rock and roll worse.
If it's not Jingle Bell Rock, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
It's fucking Jingle Bell Rock. You know it.
Okay.
No, it's actually a song called How Many Kings? Down here.
It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Oh, we're not doing that one?
We are now. No, we're not. This song goes, follow the star to a place unexpected. Would you believe after all we've projected, a child in a manger, lowly and small?
What do you mean, all we've projected?
So I think this is from the perspective of the wise men, the magi.
What did they project?
They're a great king.
Were they doing like a TED talk at the time and they had like a slideshow going on?
Yeah, they were like, okay, so it looks by this star, we're going to have a great king, a great ruler. Mm. But the thing is, all kings were once babies, so.
Whoa.
If you think about it.
Well, all of them? Even King Arthur?
No, not King Arthur.
Okay, I didn't
think so.
He was
born a full... He was a Ted Brogan type.
That's what I thought. Benjamin buttoned it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he died before he became a baby.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I'm not going to be a baby.
Exactly.
Fuck that.
Fuck that. A child in a manger, lowly and small, the weakest of all, unlikeliest hero, wrapped in his mother's shawl.
I know that they're saying like a baby is the weakest of all, but this is almost implying like he was the weakest baby ever.
Like they put him in a tournament.
Jesus Christ was born the weakest baby of all time.
Look how easily his bones will break.
Even by baby standards, this baby is weak. That's a tournament I would watch.
Yeah, same. Because how many kings step down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? And how many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is torn all apart? How many fathers give up their sons for me? Well, that's not a love. It's sacrificing. Anyways, bringing our gifts to the newborn savior, all that we have, whether costly or meek, because we believe.
But have they done any of that?
No.
Because it seems like so far the answer for all of those is zero.
Yeah, zero. Yeah.
Maybe one.
Yeah.
But that was for stupid reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's the point?
Yeah, the point is God's the best Jesus there is. Jesus is the best God. Jesus is the best king man.
I'm still very confused what they're trying to say with that. How many kings, how many this?
Yeah, like
they haven't.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Kings haven't done this except for Jesus has.
But Jesus didn't either.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he was never officially a king either.
So he wasn't a king.
Yeah.
Right? He didn't really do anything.
No.
And is it really a sacrifice if you're just going home?
No.
You're just here for 30 minutes, basically.
Yeah.
To kind of hang out and talk to people, and then you go back home.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not giving anything up.
It's like in Invincible when he's like, I lived for thousands of years. Like, your mother was nice, but she was more like a pet than anything. Like,
yeah.
We're more like pets.
Yeah, he came and hang out. It's like if you had an ant farm.
Yeah.
And then you shrunk yourself down, hung out with the ants for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, I'm done with this.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is. He didn't sacrifice shit.
Yeah,
if anything,
exactly.
He sacrificed it by being there for 20 minutes.
Yeah. And he didn't fix anything.
No.
The world's still messed up.
He made it worse, if anything.
Yeah. A lot of deaths in his name.
A lot of deaths.
I'm gonna say not the father.
Yeah.
Is that what we were doing?
Joseph, you are not the father.
No. Nope.
Have you seen those ones where they get the not the father and they do a backflip?
No.
What about the one where the guy is the father and then he like falls backwards in his chair, but someone edited it so he falls into the ground and it makes the Super Mario 64 sound where he goes into the picture frame where it goes like do-do-do-do-do-do and it's just like, Leroy, get the hell out of there. So stupid.
Amazing.
I'll find that for you.
Have you seen that Onion video where it's like, video games have corrupted my son?
No.
He plays so many video games and now all he does is just walk around looking for coins.
That's pretty good.
But folks, we wish you a merry holiday season.
We wish you a merry holiday season. We wish you a merry holiday season. We wish you a merry holiday season.
And a happy new times.
Yeah. And we hope that you get all the things you could ever want and more. Whether that be material possessions, whether that be hugs and kisses from the people you care about, or whether that just be some goddamn alone time.
Or a little Christmas sex.
Oh, yeah. We're hoping that y'all get your stockings stuffed, if you know what I'm saying.
Hope Santa comes down your chimney.
That's right. Hope he comes down for you. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Come.
Yeah.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.